Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 say you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise God, amen, for just one more time. Glory to God. We just thank God, amen, for his divine power, amen, and his instructions, amen. Thank God for his divine love, amen, his ordinance, amen, that we shall live by. Glory to God. This is Lively Stones Ministry with Minister Ezekiel Jones. We're excited. We're glad to be here, amen, once again in this segment, in the midst, amen, of God. Having to know when two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, there he is in the midst. And God want to get all in your business and stir up that gift that's on the inside of you. Stir it up. Amen. Begin to just grind it and grind it and grind it. And I mean to know it's a everyday grind, every day, amen, that we, God blows breath into our body. We got another chance. You, friend, this morning have another chance, amen, because his mercies are new every morning. You got another chance, amen, to engraft and to engraft, amen, that internal presence, that internal purpose, amen, what God have bestowed, amen, upon you. We certainly delighted, amen, to be here. We thank God, amen, for Sister Karen Hill, our program director and our producer, amen, allowing us to come in and to be able to share a word from the Lord, amen, with our listening audience, amen, on this morning. Glory to God, amen. We're live here in the studio here on this Saturday segment, amen, the 19th day of September here in 2025. And we thank God, amen, just for this moment, amen, allowing us provision to be able to come in, amen, and be a light in the midst of a dark world, amen, in a dark era, amen. But I come to encourage someone this morning, there's always hope, amen, when you in God. There's always a way out, amen. If you're tied up in a situation, you're in bondage, amen, and you don't know which way you should go by handling things, I guarantee you the word, amen, of the Lord says that he is a lamp to thy feet and a light, amen, unto thy path. And you don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to be dismayed. Amen. The Lord thy God is with thee, with the whithersoever thou goest. Amen. And if you believe that, let the word of God come alive in your life. Let us go before the Lord, before the throne room of God. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for your sovereignty. Thank you for your peace, oh God, your divine intervention, oh Lord. And we come to you, oh Lord, as humble as we know how on this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad and exceedingly glad, oh God, now as we come. Oh God, we ask you to touch your people all over the land right now. Oh God, somebody in the midst of turmoil, somebody in the midst of persecution, trouble on every side, but yet not in distress. We're living in a perplexed and a complex world, oh God, but not in despair right now. God, you have not forsaken your people, oh Lord, and in fact, it has pleased God to call us his people. So dear Heavenly Father, right now we let your anointing, oh God, fall down upon oh Lord, your people right now. Fill them, oh God, from the very crowns of their head to the soles of their feet, that they'll know that you're God, and besides you, there is no other. Oh Lord, and next time, oh God, if the Lord's the will of the Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praises and the honor and the glory in your majestic power, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. If it had not, amen, been for the Lord who was on your side, as the psalmist said in Psalms 124, amen, the enemy would have swallowed, amen, us up. If it had not been, amen, for God who, when going through some as a bird, amen, was released from the snare of the fowler, the enemy would have consumed us. But God is a consuming fire. Glory to God, that there's always a way, oh Lord, that he'll make a way through a situation, a way over the situation, a way in a situation, amen. And he'll make a way out of a situation, amen. Only thing you have to do is having a sincere heart, amen, with God. God knows a man's heart. He knows your very contentions, amen, of your heart. He know your desire. He know that you're going to stay on the battlefield. He know that you the very hairs of your head, amen. He knows, amen, what's on the inside of you. God thanks, amen, so highly, amen, of his people. That's why it is time to cultivate, amen, and to be able to give God, amen, his praises, and to be able to give God his honor, and give God, amen, his due on this day. Glory to God. God is favorable in his dispositions, amen, towards you. He's favorable, and I'm convinced that God want to bless each and every one individual that he have made here, amen, in the course of this world and before all generations, amen, that have existed, amen, because he's the God, amen, of existence. And how many want blessings of God? How many, amen, tired of going through, amen, what they're going through, and tired of you know, every time you turn around, you know, you got to be able to willing to give up something to get something. And there's a way that seemeth, and it appears, and it's appealing to a one, to an individual, but the end thereof is the ways of destruction, the ways of death, the ways of sin. Amen. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Romans 6:23. And we need to know whose side that you're leaning on this morning. You know, a lot of times, you know, come on the radio, glory to God, and not to slander anyone, but to come with a message what the Lord have giving me to inspire, amen, his people, and to stir up that, amen, that's on the inside of you. It's in there, amen. The proof is in Jesus Christ. The truth is in Jesus Christ. We can't do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Paul said that in 2 Corinthians 13:8. Amen. The truth shall set you free. It shall make you free. Glory to God. And the truth is in Jesus, amen, for how he walked this earth. And as a senseless person, glory to God, that he knew no sin, amen, but we'll be reconciled, amen, to God by his death of Jesus Christ, and we shall be also saved, amen, through his life, according to Romans, that 5th chapter. And if we're comprehending, amen, that, and we're following after them statutes, amen, with God have first ordained that we shall walk and abide and we shall obey, amen, in them. Glory to God. But there's a inclination. And this word inclination is what we want to discuss on this morning. And there's two different inclinations. There's an inclination of a one's tendency to do that which is not pleasing to God, to do that something that is wrong before the Lord, and continue to do that which is wrong. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. He's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. He's faithful and just to do that. If we just declare amen for who we are, just as a wretched man. So there's an inclination of tendency of wanting to commit sin because we was born into sin, as David said in that 51st Psalm, that we was born in the sin of this world and shaping in iniquity. In my mother's womb, I came out, and we all have an opportunity to do that which is right and to do that which is you don't have an opportunity to do that which is wrong, glory to God, but you have an opportunity to do that, amen, which is right, amen, before the eyes, amen, of God. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:11 said, according to the internal purpose which he hath proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. According to the internal purpose, there's an eternity. There was a purpose why God created, amen, this heaven and earth. All of it comes all together, amen, on this journey. There was a purpose, amen, why God had placed Adam and Eve, amen, to the Garden of Eden, amen. And then there was a purpose, amen, for one man have sinned. We all have was came into a point of disobedience, and then by the obedience of one, we have all became, amen, righteousness, amen, of God. So there was a purpose, amen, in which was a proposal, amen, to Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory to God. It's just like when somebody, amen, have a plan or a job to do, amen, or they want to ask you a question, amen. I propose, amen, to you that I'm going to do this job, so I'm putting it out there, amen. It's up to you to accept it. So Jesus Christ, amen, was the proposal, amen, to us, for now that we accept him, amen, that we'll walk in the goodness and the goodness and the greatness, amen, and the richness, amen, of Jesus Christ and of God for his proposal. Divine inclination turning towards God. God is bending his ear towards you. He's inclining his ear towards you. He wanna, amen, meet your needs. God got a willingness to meet your need. Amen. God is always there to meet our needs. Glory to God. And as a minister and as a pastor and as a teacher and as an evangelist, amen, we're not excluded, amen, from this. The word of God, amen, is good all by itself. Amen. But the word of God start within the vessel, glory to God. And to be a walking epistle and a walking, amen, testimony and abiding, amen, in the word, amen, of the Lord. Amen. And have allowed God, amen, to come in and to water, amen, that have bestowed within you. Paul said, for the grace of God, I am what I am because of the grace of God. For I labor more abundantly than them all, but yet not I, but the grace of God that was within me. And the grace that he bestowed upon me was not in vain. Glory to God. So there's grace. What is grace? Grace is something that we did not deserve. Glory to God. But the goodness and the grace of God, amen, that he had bestowed that upon you, for you is a vessel of the Most High God. You is a child, amen, of God. But the whole image
of that and the whole reflection of that, if to get to know God at his fullness. Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto his death. Philippians 3:10. Being made comfortable unto his death. Think about that for a minute, that I get to know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowshipping of his suffering for what he went through. Amen. I'm being made comfortable unto that. Why is I'm being made uncomfortable unto that? Because I'm showing forth his salvation from day to day. That don't let him come, the word of God said, and find your work undone. You ever been when you was a child and you had chores to do around the house, and you just get up out of the bed and you just go and your mother come home, the parent come home, and your bed ain't made up, and you just got everything all messed up in your room and everything like that? Don't let your mother, your parents come home and see your work undone. You would face disciplinary actions for that. And this is the same thing with the word of God. Being made comfortable unto his death. Knowing that we have what we have because we're holding out, amen, through Christ Jesus. We're going through trials. We're going through tribulations here on this earth. But yet though, trouble on every side, but not in distress. Perplexed, not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Glory to God. Paul said in that 2 Corinthians, that 4th chapter, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that which are lost. Them that which are lost, the gospel be hid. There's no excuse that the word of God is going out. You hear the word of the Lord everywhere that you go these days. You can't get away from it. Glory to God. David said, if I make my bed in hell down there, if I sin in heaven down there, God is all over this earth, and God want to get all in your business. God want to be all in your affairs. Why? Because he loved you. The Bible said the sure foundation of God standing sure and having a tendency of inclination. This mean that when you have a tendency to want to do something, the word tendency mean as far as I tend to do that. I tend to do that, but I'm not really sure that I'm going to do that. See, but when you in Christ Jesus, and when you got a made up mind, and your mind is stayed on him and fixed on Jesus, glory to God, your mind has to be made up when you say, this morning I have decided to follow Jesus. No matter what I'm going through in my life, no matter how many friends I lose along the way, glory to God, no matter how that I may don't get that promotion on my job, glory to God, I have decided to look unto the hills from which cometh my help. Because if you're tired of going through what you're tired going through, the Bible says, Psalms 119:11, thy word have I hid in thy heart, that I may not sin against thee. The word of God, it has to be in the heart where it can be, glory to God, hidden, that it don't know, amen, having the mindset and the heart set, don't know the flesh of the desires, amen, of this world to have to offer you. I'm not saying that we're going to be perfect when we're going through things in our life, because the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit lusts against the flesh. These two things are contrary one to another. Glory to God. But as Paul said in Ephesians, that 2nd chapter, glory to God. For you are dead, you have he quickened who was dead in your trespasses and sin. Let not sin reign in your mortal bodies. So, inclining, amen, the Lord's ear unto your every need.
that the God knows them that are his, that God will come, amen, and see about his people. There's many people have turned away from the word of God. They have decided to go on their own way or take their own route, their own direction. And this is, but the word of God say that he's married to the backslider. He married to you. Glory to God. Because he is the bridegroom and he's coming back. Amen. For a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Something that is clean and pure and undefiled. That's why we need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. He's coming back. Amen. But for that one, that dog, that lost sheep that has gone astray. Amen. Trying to make 199 and a half just won't do. But as we look at and into the word of the Lord, having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I believe. Having a mindset of godliness, that God have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through his divine power, through his divine nature. Don't you know it is naturally for a man when he was born in this world to go and commit sin? Because that's what Adam did. Amen. God placed him in the Garden of Eden. And he went and did the evil thing that God really didn't. Amen. Did we know that God knew that Adam, amen, was going to perform this act? Glory to God. Let me say that with the word of God, amen, said in James, where God tempt no man with evil. Every man is tempted by his own lust and own fleshly desires. And when lust have conceived, and when it's finished, and when sin is finished, then it bringeth forth death. But thanks be to God who give us the victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. All that was a redemption of God's plan. Because God already knew the intentions of a man's heart. Glory to God. God repented for even when Noah had built the ark that he ever made man. That's why he had Noah to build the ark for everybody, for 8 souls that were saved, to go into the ark of safety, because God, I believe God had seen enough that was going on, so corrupt, Sodom and Gomorrah, people not acknowledging God, people not knowing that he is the God Almighty, and besides him, there is no other, that he created this earth. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. But who shall stand in his holy place? Asking a question. Who? Glory to God. So, inclination. And it's a right inclination, which is of a tendency of a worldly aspect, and as a divine inclination, this is with God, but not to be of a person of a reprobate mind. See, a reprobate mind simply means that unapproved and disqualified by God and moral concepts. You have moral concepts, and you have no intentions of changing your lifestyle.
and about how you're going about doing things. Glory to God. See, God can't use you if your mind and your heart ain't made up. God can't use you for his glory. Glory to God. Because, see, God want to make a difference through your life, through somebody else's life, in your family. Every place where you go, amen, that the glory of God, amen, shining upon you, not being contrary or contradiction, amen, to the word of God. In Matthew 5:16, let us therefore glorify God. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, amen, which is in heaven. Psalms 119:89 said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The divine inclination of God is divineness. It's God's purpose. It's God's plan. It's God's direction. God is ordering your steps in him. The steps, the Bible so declare that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. And this is the word of the Lord. And when we plead the word of the Lord, the problem is, there's a spiritual man and there's a fleshly man. Glory to God. And when you go get a touch from God, there's a lot of folk going to church tomorrow. See, once you receive the word of the Lord in your spirit, it's deposited inside of you, in your spirit. Glory to God. You got to believe God is who he say he is. Glory to God. Hebrews 11:6, who that cometh to God must first believe who he is, that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him diligently. Not sometimes, not when I feel like it, not when it's convenient for me. No. To seek the Lord in all of his righteousness. That's what Paul said in that Romans, that fifth chapter. But when we going through tribulation, we glory in our tribulations. Glory to God. Knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and as patience experience, and experience hope, and hope not ashamed, by the love of God which is shed abroad, by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. The love of God that is shed abroad in your heart, the experience that you're going through something in your life. And God came through for you one time. Don't you know he'll come through once again? But we turn our back on God. God don't never turn his back. He always having an inclined ear. Psalm 143, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. Glory to God. Which imagine mischief in thy heart, continue all are they gathered together for war. There's war. Oh yeah, there's a war, amen, that is constantly going on within, amen, the body of Christ. That's why Satan was kicked out of heaven, because of his inclinations, his tendency to want to take over the throne room of God. Can you imagine that? The Almighty God. So he was turned over to a reprobate mind. He had no desire to try to praise God or want to praise God, amen, and to come into the holiness of God. Glory to God. So we have to wait patiently in the name of the Lord. And we thank you for listening this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, yeah, Psalms 40. And one says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me. You see the word incline, inclination. So the divine, amen, aspect of this here, inclination is something that's tendency. Somebody want to do something, amen, tendency to their own mind. But the incline, it's just like being when you oh, glory to God. We out of time. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WC.